Welcome back to another episode of Reflect Live, the podcast where stories come to life and hearts are opened. I'm your host, Michelle. Here in Reflect Live, we offer a platform for people from all walks of life to share their experiences, their triumphs, and their challenges. It's a space where people thrive and connections are made through the power of storytelling. And today we have something truly special in store for you. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's dive into another episode of Reflect Live. Get ready to be inspired, moved, and maybe even crack a smile or two. This is Reflect Live with Michelle.
It's nice to officially meet you. Just introduce yourself to everybody that's going to be listening. And who are you?
My name's Tiffany James. I'm from Ringo, Georgia. Well, technically Chattanooga, Tennessee, but I'm right there online.
I read a little bit about your bio, and it was saying that you were from a small town.
Horrid, like my
hometown. Oh, wow.
I'm going to give you all a short snippet of a new original that I wrote. It's called Something About a Small Town. Something about a small town, Friday night, kicking dust, a bit on the land. Something about cars and dreams about a man. Never had a plan for living for a man. In a small town, right next to me, rolling through the hills, Tennessee. It's just fine, we do it here in the side.
Which has like 200,000 people, which is very about it. My family member's funeral is like, she has a still pack for a work. She loves the town.
Oh, that's awesome. And you know what? Not my kind of people, because I see that you have a box fan.
Can you see that?
I can.
Oh my God.
No, hey, you're my people.
Somebody moved me out.
I take it everywhere, and my husband, he can take it or leave it, but like, that's like my appendage. That's like, I can't sleep with that, and it shuts off. Immediately wake up. What happened?
I don't sleep well without.
I know, neither. Were you raised by your parents or grandparents or?
Kind of both. I was raised by my parents, and I was a family. It is what it is. I grew up with four small reps, like my brother, like always. Good, and I'm the oldest.
Did you get in trouble?
Oh, a couple of horses from my neighbor's farm one time because they wouldn't let me run.
That's a good one. What was your turning point? You're like, I'm done doing this stupid stuff.
I had all the fun, stuff, parties, and stuff. You lost your family, and like, you lost everything. And, like, you lost your man.
The thing is like, you have two options, right? You're already down, you don't have any further place that you can go, right? You're already down there. So it's either you get up and get help with the programs, or you die. I mean, that's kind of your two options.
That's not where I was at. Like, all locked me in a hotel room for 3 days. I think, right?
I get it, because I never went to jail or anything like that, but down to the path of, like, looking at trees, thinking, oh, I wonder if it's going to hurt if I ran my car into the tree, right? And drinking and partying, and so I get where you're at. That's how low I was in life. Like, I was so depressed, just in a very bad place where I didn't care if I was going to die or not. And then God told me, you have two options. What's your option, you know? So then I got help.
I really don't know. I've been battling since I was young.
I personally, I look at your stories as a testimony to help somebody else in your position. I don't look at your stories as negative.
It's the pressure you endure while putting on a brave face. It's the silent struggles you carry while supporting others. It's pretending everything's okay when it's not. But there's a solution. Professional listening support, needlisteners.com. Because even if you appear strong, your burdens deserve to be shared. Take the first step towards relief. Your listening partner is just a click away. Professional listener for hire, you talk, we listen, affordable solution for your well-being. Book now, needlisteners.com.
There's people out there that's struggling, and if one of your testimonies can help them survive or help them change, that's a blessing. I love your new single. Can you walk me through on how you got inspiration for that?
I feel my face as you walk down. The hell with you, didn't know wrong. My excuse was a country song. I'm trying to ease my mind to escape this one more time, but now I know the reason why. Should've been there four times I was missing, 800 miles from my nana's kitchen. All the hell that I walked on through, burning all those bridges from me to you. Was there to not be for? They took my little boy out that door. These are just some things that I went through. Smashed it to the never proof. In and out from finding myself. Don't get too close, you get by yourself. I'm doing what I think I gotta do. From town to town, I'm still running from the truth. Should've been there from the times I was missing, 800 miles from Atlanta's kitchen. All the hell that I walked on through, burning all the bridges from me to you. Was there to not be fool? They took my little boy out of that door. These are just some things that I'm going through. That's why I stick to the man's crew. When all those nights that came away, and Jack and Jim helping me forget. Should have been there for the times I was missing, 800 miles from a letter's kitchen. Now the hill I walked on through, burning all the bridges from me to you. Was there to not be fool? They took my little boy out that door. These are just some things that I'm going through. Smashed it to the night through. Smashed it to the night through.
That I've taken off that I couldn't ever keep being on the road, and all the times that I should have been there, and I wasn't. Maybe things would have turned out different if I wasn't.
How did you find your agent, or how did your agent find you? God blessed you. Oh, nice. How many no's did you have before you got a yes?
I look, I've been at this for a long time. It ain't just like no overnight success by no means. Like, I really don't care about the performance part. Well, maybe I should leave great job. Because there's like, you know, there's always someone out there that's better than you. You got to stay humble. Humility will take you a long way. It's just one of those things, like, I just hope to inspire others by writing a story about something I've been through that can maybe help somebody else. And that's what I stick to. That's all there is to it. I really don't know. It's hard to explain.
Where are you going to be touring at?
Well, it's to come. We got to finish this out. We got big plans. We just finished up our music video for Life is Follow yesterday. Good 7-8 hours.
Can you tell a little bit about the video, the experience behind that?
Talk about why. You know, people see like Life is a Bottle. You know, the title, Automatic. Life is a Bottle about being that one girl that everybody said that you didn't have a chance. Get or that one in a million chance that you didn't have to do something, that you actually got that one time. You look up the term "light in the bottle," like catching light. That's where the term comes from.
Where did you shoot the video at?
It's at a little town called Hill Country.
You did
on a farm. Pretty cool. It's a good experience.
Was that your first video?
It actually. I'll push it for CMT and look forward to.
That's cool.
Some say love doesn't last, but they don't know a thing. But a girl like you and a guy like me, it means everything. So what do you say we get the hell on out of this town? So that old rover girl, let the windows down, be like that. Tennessee, like there's no tomorrow. Feels like Bonnie and Clyde to me. It's on drifts, it's on mist. Girl, I've got a heart to steal, like lightning in a bottle. Yeah, girl, if looks could kill.
Before we hang up, I always ask my guests to leave with words of wisdom. Do you have any words of wisdom for our listeners?
Keep your head up. Never look behind. Just always be
successful. You know what? That is my philosophy in life. That is crazy that you just... There's a reason why your rear view mirror is smaller than your windshield.
I had a whole foot grip. So, I appreciate you having me on here.
Absolutely. Will you guys be safe? And okay. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for watching or listening to this episode on Reflect Live Podcast. The podcast aims to inspire and empower listeners by sharing stories of personal growth, resilience, and success.
Next up, Adam Bosker, Saturday, March 16th, 10 a.m. CST. Meet Adam, a true Renaissance figure with a remarkable 32-year journey spanning film, entertainment, and the daring world of stunt work. Join us for an exclusive conversation as Michelle delves into Adam's deep passion for directing and producing, exploring the highs and challenges of his illustrious career.
You can catch the episodes on Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, or live stream on the popular social channels.